In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, greetings from the Reverend Jan Moore for Trinity Sunday in the year of our Lord 2020. Wherever you are listening from, we trust in the sense of unity we share across the sound waves as we worship together using the Book of Common Prayer, its liturgy for Matins, which I hope you have been able to find the text for on the Churn Valley Benefice website. And so we begin. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he has set before us. So we begin our liturgy together. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore, I pray and beseech you, as many as are gathered listening, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse you and me from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouths shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. So we say the Venite, Psalm 95, together. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So we come to our first reading, which is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, beginning at the first verse. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pivots on the thresholds shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And to Psalm 86, verses 8 to 13. We can say this together. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and bow down before you and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And so to our gospel for today, which comes from the Gospel according to St. Mark, beginning at the first verse. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah. See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw descending like a dove on him the Spirit. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And so to the Jubilate. O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, for ever, world without end. Amen. We say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May the Lord be with you and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. The Collect for Trinity Sunday. Almighty and everlasting God, who has given unto us thy servants grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity, we beseech thee that thou wouldest keep us steadfast in this faith, and evermore defend us from all adversities, who livest and reignest one God, world without end. Amen. The Second Collect for Peace. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all the sorts of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Third Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen. So, a reflection for today. Today is called Trinity Sunday in the cycle of the ecclesiastical year, a day to engage with the triune majesty of God. God, Creator, Redeemer, Spirit. Firstly, let's think on God, the Spirit. On the Feast of Pentecost last week, we recalled the energizing uplift of the third person of the Trinity upon Jesus' first disciples. Mark Venn led us in last Sunday's Matins to understand that the Holy Spirit works within us by guiding our thinking and aiding us to monitor our feelings, enabling us to manage those feelings, to adjust them, and to help us to discern the truth and the revealing new insights that we gain. The Holy Spirit, experienced through prayer, reflection, more prayer. The Holy Spirit, which teaches and guides us for right action. And furthermore, the Holy Spirit of God is at work externally to strengthen our own capacity to share and trigger love in the world. Because love is not a feeling. It is always an action. In yoga, Pilates, or meditation, we're guided to breathe deeply for improved health. Yet every time we breathe, we know that our Creator God rejuvenates our body, mind, and spirit. Breathing is what keeps us alive. We have had a timely reminder this week in the case of George Floyd. Let us then remember, as we breathe in with the right kind of openness to the Spirit, that our lives can be guided, inspired, and strengthened by that Spirit for the outworking of our external journey. After much patient waiting, a rushing wind and flames of fire inspired Jesus' first disciples into action, which is why at Pentecost we celebrate the birth of the church. Today, we are still that church. Yet today, the Gospel reading narrates the Holy Spirit of God resting on Jesus at his baptism in the River Jordan, whereupon Jesus goes straight into the desert to grapple internally with his demons. And in our Old Testament lesson, we meet Isaiah dealing with his internal journey before God. First, in that text, he's overawed by God's majesty and power over all things, and so is made aware of his own failings, his own lack of goodness. In the humility of his ensuing self-awareness and confession, he has the joy of experiencing God's unconditional love of him, enabling him to try again to love God and God's world. So, we have already met in this reflection today, God, Creator, Jesus, Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit at work across it all. The Old Testament is full of people God called, whose spirit was at work within them. But they needed more help. Humankind struggled, got lost on their journey, needed a guide whom they could understand, who spoke their language, who suffered their pains, who experienced their physicality. And so Jesus becomes for us all an essential person of the Trinity of God, which the Old Testament readers, experiencers, did not have. And it's that Trinity which we reflect upon today in this strange year of 2020. Mark's Gospel doesn't start with Jesus' birth. It starts with Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan at the age of 30. Jesus, an adult human being, formed over his 30 years and from his very birth and conception in the likeness of God. A likeness which, as Christians, we try to know more clearly, love more dearly, and follow more nearly day by day. From the point of Jesus' baptism, he becomes our roadmap, our directions, our journey, and our destination. Knowing, loving, and following Jesus becomes fundamental to our experience of God, and our lives are changed, step by step, as our uncharted journey with God unfolds. Along the way, we find ourselves knocked down. We knock ourselves down. We discover ourselves picked up. We brush ourselves down, and to quote the popular song, we start all over again. We know, of course, that we are gathered with others who travel a similar but different journey, perhaps along quite different yet converging roads, in answering God's call to that question put to Isaiah. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? What unites us is the response. Here I am, send me. In this strange year, in which the entire created order has been united by the tragedy, fear, and disruption of COVID-19, we have been physically grounded, which sounds as though the journey has been halted. That term, grounded, could mean that we've been taken out of action. Yet, far from it, those who have been constantly grounded, as in rooted, in love, have from the front line to their own front rooms been active for God, listening to God's Holy Spirit, following in the steps of Jesus, and giving outwardly for the enhanced well-being of their fellow human beings. Some have risked the virus, dealt with physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion in full medical PPE. Others have spent hours making scrubs or stacking supermarket shelves. Others have been isolated at home with only a phone to communicate with their loved ones or reveal their vulnerability by asking for help. Some have engaged with strangers encountered on socially distanced walks. Some have donated to many a good cause to keep all kinds of support going. There have been millions of Christians, and those of other faiths, and those of none, who have modelled Jesus' way as being part of God's army. Yet as we consider the Trinity of God at work in our own lives, we know that the relationship of three in one is our key to understanding God better. God, our Creator, who in spite of COVID-19 sustains all life on our planet. Jesus, whom we seek to follow, and from whom we learn that this earthly life is not the end for any who follow him through the curtain of death, and the Holy Spirit at work with us, inwardly and outwardly, so that we can say loudly and clearly, "Here I am, send me." Let us pray. We pray for all those in authority, for the Queen, the Prime Minister, his cabinet and government, and his parliamentary opposition, for our emergency services, our councils, for those whose job it is to allocate financial support fairly in these difficult times, and to make decisions with far-reaching consequences for our health and for our economy. We pray for scientists and medics who are working tirelessly to beat the invisible enemy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our children and their teachers, for homes where pressures have become overwhelming. We pray for children who have been put severely at risk. We give thanks for food bank workers. We pray for those who are working to keep their struggling businesses afloat, and those in whatever capacity who are trying to help them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those whose experience over the past months has brought them fear, anger, desperation, and loss of hope. For those who have experienced loss of loved ones, loneliness, the pain of waiting at a distance, the worry of loved ones struggling to breathe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for those who have made sacrifices and taken personal risks to care in this difficult environment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for clergy who have learned new skills very fast to provide us with worship of amazing quality in its various forms whilst we have been locked out of our churches. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we give thanks to God, our Creator, that we have been brought safely to the beginning of this day, and that through Christ's Church, we have been supported by the Holy Spirit of God in all our doings, begun, continued, and ended in him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen.